Today's daf is Bechoris daf Lamed Gimel, and we are 15 lines from the top of daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Zchus Refuah Shleima for Shlomo ben Tzora Aliza. So the Mishnah on daf Lamed Beis Lamed Beis mentioned a machloikis Beishamay and Beishilo, who's allowed to eat from a Bechor that has a mo. Beishamay said, Lo yimne Yisrael ma'koyim le'bechor, that only a koyin is allowed to eat from a bechor that has a mo. Beishilo matirin. Beishilo said that no, even a non-koyin is allowed to eat from a bechor that has a mo. Va'afilu oivik echov, even a non-Jew. So the first part of the Gemara brought the mekoyros of the shitas mentioned in the Mishnah, and the Gemara is now going to digress. Me inyan le inyan, but isa inyan. Zok the Gemara tana rabbanon bechor im achilan oisa le nida. Isiv Beishamay. Beishamay says that a nida is not allowed to eat from a bechor that has a mum. Ubeis Hillel oimrim. Beis Hillel says machilan oisa le nida is that a woman that's a nida is allowed to eat from a bechor that has a mum. My time the Beishamay. The pasuk says ubesorim yelach. It says that the bechor should be to the kohen. Just like the parts of the carbon shlomim, which although was kachim kalim, was given specifically to the kohen. Just like those parts of the carbon shlomim, only a tahar was allowed to eat from, meaning a nida was not allowed to eat from, afacha, so too, the bechor nida is like besilo. What is besilo going to say? It's true, the pasuk says, ubasarim yelach, but that pasuk is referring to a bechor that's a tam. The bechor that goes on the mizbeach. That bechor, which is a kosher a carbon, is kechazei atunufa ukeshoi kayomen. And that bechor, I agree, says besilo, nida is not allowed to eat from. But what I'm discussing is a bechor that's a balmum. Av a balmum, there the pasuk says to the contrary. It says three times, ha-tomei va-ha-tohor yoichlenu yachtov, that the tomei and the tohor are allowed to eat it together. It says mefurish then, that a tomei is allowed to eat it. So Beis Shammai said that you see the bechor is treated like the chaziat nuf and the sheikah yom. Chaziat nuf and the sheikah yom are off limits to anida, so to a bechor is going to be off its limits to anida. Beis Hillel says that you can't say that because the pasuk says mefurish hatomei v'ator yachtov with regards to psuli amikdashim. And if that's true with regards to psuli amikdashim, there's no reason it shouldn't be true for a bechor that has a balmum also. Either pasuk that says ubsarim yelach, that's referring not to bechor balmum, that's referring to a bechor tam. So what is Beis Shammai going to do with the pasuk that says hatomei v'ator yachtov? Isn't it mashma that a tomei is allowed to eat from a carbon that has a balmum? Now it's talking about all psuli amikdashim, but why should a bechor balmum be any different? Says the Gemara, Beis Shammai is going to tell you, that pasuk is talking about a tomei where the tumah didn't emanate from his guf. For example, he came in contact with a sheretz, or he came in contact with a mace. The source of the tumah is not his own body. But if the tumah came from his own guf, such as a nidaloi, there it's going to be different. Meaning, the way Beis Shammai is going to reconcile the two psukim is ubesarim yelach is saying that someone that has tumah sheyotzei olam migufay, such as a nida, is not allowed to eat even from a bechor balmum. Someone, however, who is tumah but not because the tumah came from his guf, al zenemar hatumah v'atar yachtov, is allowed to eat it. Says the Gemara. Now, where do you find this distinction in halacha between tumah that was yotzei olam migufay and tumah that's not yotzei olam migufay? Now, the truth is, there's many makaris to this. Beshamai brings one. The Ashkan, the Poligrachmona, bein tumah yotzei olam migufay, lebein she'in tumah yotzei olam migufay. You find that the Torah made such a chilat the time we learned in the Mishnah, Mesachtes Pesachim, the context is in Yonah Diyoyma, Pesach Sheni, HaPesach Sheba B'tumah. Well, more specifically, the carbon Pesach, which was brought B'tumah. So ordinarily, if somebody's tameh, he couldn't bring the carbon Pesach, right? There's certain people that are disqualified from bringing a carbon Pesach. One of them is somebody that's tummy. So what do you do if you're tummy when it comes time to bring the carbon Pesach? You wait a month, you push it off to Pesach Sheni, and Pesach Sheni, that's when you bring the carbon Pesach. Stating that, if Roiv of Klal Yisrael was tummy when it came time to bring the carbon Pesach, the halach is tumma hutra b'tzibur, tumma dechuya b'tzibur. There the halach is the carbon Pesach was brought. Stating that, not every person that's tummy when Roiv of Klal Yisrael is Tameh, is allowed to eat from a carbon Pesach that was brought B'tumah. So this Mishnah discusses what type of Tameh can eat from a carbon Pesach when the carbon Pesach was brought B'tumah. Says the Mishnah, Pesach Sheba B'tumah, Vayoichlu Mimenu Zavim U'Metzayron, V'Zavoyz V'Nidoyz V'Yaldoyz. These Tameim are not allowed to eat. Now, what do these Tameim have in common? They're all people that are Tameh where the Tumah came from their guf. So you see clearly then that there's a chumrah, there's a special place in halacha for someone that's tameh, where the tumah was yotzei olav migufay. So it says Beis Shammai, just like you find with regards to a Pesach above a tumah, that someone that's tameh is allowed to eat from the carbon Pesach. But if the tumah was yotzei olav migufay, then he's not allowed to eat from the carbon Pesach. The same is going to be true as it relates to a bechar balmum. A bechar balmum who has an ordinary tumah will be allowed to eat from the bechar. Hatameh v'atar yachta. If, however, the tumah was yotzei olav migufay, u'psarim yilach, then he won't be nesil. What's Bisil going to do with that makar? I mean, you see there's a chiluk between tumah that's yotzei olav migufay, that tumah that's not yotzei olav migufay, which was the makar to shitas Beis Shammai. So why doesn't Beis Hillel hold like Beis Shammai? It says Beis Hillel hasam with the goli rachmana tamei nefesh. The reason that there's a chiluk in that halach regarding Pesach Sheni and Pesach Shabbat Tumah, it's because when the Torah talks about it mentions Tmei Nefesh. Tmei Nefesh means someone that became Tomei because he came in contact with a maze. He came in contact with a Nefesh. So there the Torah specifically limits the Parsha to a Tumah similar to Tumas Mage, which is not Tumah Sheyotza Olav Migufay. Aval Hocha Tomei Stomach Siv. Here it says the word Tomei. Ha Tomei V'Atar Yachtav. And if that's the case, Loishna. Either way, in our Mishnah we had a Machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, who's allowed to eat from the Bechor that has a mum? According to Beis Shammai, only a Kohen. According to Beis Hillel, a Yisrael, and even a Oved Kechavim. So this is a related machloikis, another machloikis in terms of who's allowed to eat from a Bechor that has a mum. According to Beis Shammai, someone that has Tumma Sheyotze Olav Migufay, the most common form of such Tumma would be a Nida, but it's Lav Dachka Nida. Anyone that's Tumma because the Tumma was Yotze Olav Migufay is not allowed to eat from a Bechor Bamum. According to Beis Hillel, the halacha is all Tmeim are allowed to eat from a Bechor Bamum. Tan Rabbanan. A related brisa, ein margilin b'yontif. If you skin an animal on yontif, that's okay. But you can't be margilin the animal. So what does that mean? So Rashi says that the way people would often skin an animal is they would suspend it from its legs and they would remove the entire hide of the animal in one shot. And the reason they would do it is because the hide of the animal has value. It has commercial value. There's different things you can use it for. You can give it to a smith and he can use it for his geschäft, or you can store things in it. So what they would do is they would skin it from its feet. That's why it's called margilin. This is a process that you're not allowed to do on yontif. So you can skin an animal on yontif, but not in that way. A similar halach. If you have a b'char b'amum, you're allowed to skin it, but you can't skin it in that way, in margilin. And finally, a third halach, if you have not a b'char b'amum, but you have psuli amikdashim. What's psuli amikdashim? That's a carbon that has a mum that you apply to. So there too, the halach is, you can skin the animal, but ein margilin. So ein margilin b'yontif, ein margilin a b'char b'amum, ein margilim psuli amikdashim, says the Gemara. Bishlam yontif. I understand the first halacha. I understand why you're not allowed to be margil on yontif. The katarich tirchot loichazile. Because the assumption is that whatever usage you were going to get from this hide, this big hide that you got, you removed all the skin in one shot, that's not something you're going to be able to use on yontif. And if you're not going to be able to use it on yontif, the skinning process involves a lot of tircha. You're not allowed to be matriach a tircha on yontif, or Shabbos for that matter, for something that you don't need. But this is a sometimes forgotten halacha. We know the lamites malachas, we're familiar with muktzah. There's a halacha that permeates a lot of sugyas in Masech to Shabbos, which are related to tircha yaseira. You're not allowed to exert too much energy, even if it doesn't involve malacha on Shabbos and yontif. So to go through this process of being margul behemo is a tircha. It's like chazli, you're not going to need it on yontif, so that's pasha why you're not allowed to do. But why can't you be margul b'char b'amo? It's a b'char b'amum. What's the big deal? Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said Beis Shammai. Oh, it's going according to Beis Shammai. Domer says, Eimachil in the Nidah. Who says that you're not allowed to give a b'char b'amum to a Nidah? What do you see from there? If you can't give it to a Nidah, it means we still reckon with the Kedusha of this animal. Even though it's a b'char b'amum, which now the Kohen's allowed to eat, and there's a lot of halachas, lakula, as it relates to this carbon, but at the same time, a nida can't eat it. So if a nida can't eat from it, means it still has some form of kedusha. If it still has some form of kedusha, so it would be a bizoyan to do this act of being margul, of skinning it in that way, and it's for that reason, it's not going to be okay. But according to Beis Hillel, sounds like it will be okay. Beis Hillel says a nida's allowed to eat from it, a non-Jew's allowed to eat from it, so why shouldn't you be able to go through this process of margilim? Incidentally, the Rishonim speak out that it sounds like from this Gemara that only according to Beis Shammai is there a halacha that a b'char b'amum you have to be sensitive to. According to Beis Hillel, oh, if a guy could eat from it and a nida could eat from it, so then what's the big deal? Skin it however you want to skin. That's not true. That's a mistake. Because the first mission in the Perek already said that if you want to sell a Bechor Bal Mum, you're not allowed to sell it in the Shuk. You can't weigh it with the old-fashioned scales. You have to be sensitive to it. And even though Psudei HaMikdashim you can, that's because Hanasim LeHekdesh. But as it relates to a Bechor, you have to be more careful. So you see that even according to Beisul, that's a stam mishnah. Everybody holds it at halacha. So you see there is a sensitivity that you have to have to a Bechor Bal Mum according to everybody. So you have to say that there's levels of bezayin. That kind of bezayin, everybody agrees is not okay. Apparently, the bezayin that the animal is going to incur, that the hektish is going to incur by going through this process of skinning it in that way, is something a little bit more subtle. So the Gemara thinks that according to Beis Shammai, who's sensitive to subtle bezayin, doesn't want to need it to eat from it, doesn't want a non-koyin to eat from it, so it makes sense than Eimar Gilin. But according to Beis Hillel, who's not sensitive to the more subtle kedusha, to the more subtle type of bezayin, so according to him, it won't be an issue. Either way, so we understand why you can't be margil on yontif, it's related to a tirch. We understand why you can't be margil b'char. Hamani Beis Shammai, who says that you have to be very careful with a b'char b'amum. If a non-koyin can eat from it, if a nida can eat from it, so you have to be careful with the way you skin it as well. What about psuli hamikdashim? V'leib psuli hamikdashim, who's that, Hanna? So after Gemara, I'm Rav Chizda, Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon. It's Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon. We learned in a Mishnah, and this is a Mishnah in Masechtis Tumura. Somebody had two chatois. He did an avera for which he was chayv a karben chatos. He was mechal shabbos b'shoyge. So he has to bring a karben chatos. And he was mafresh two chatois. And he doesn't need both. He needs one. He's going to use one of the two. Turns out that achas tamimo, the achas balas mum, one of them developed a mum. So what do you do? Obviously, tamimo tikarev, you makrev the one that has, that doesn't have the mum, balas mum tipad, and the one that has the mum, you should be poida. What happens if you were poida the one that had the mum, nishchata, and then you shechted it, it's psuli amikdash, right? Once you're poida, what's the halacha? Ketzrivayil, you're allowed to eat it. And then you went ahead and you were makriv, the one that's a tamimo. You had a chiyuv to bring a karban chatos, now you were makriv. So the halacha is like this. Imachle nizrik damashal tamimo, if you didn't do the zrika yet for the tamimo, muteres, you're allowed to eat the one that had the mum that you appointed that you shechted. If, however, you did the zrika already for the tmima before you had an opportunity to eat the balas mum, the halacha is shal tmima asura, it's going to be awesome. What's pashup shan in this halacha? Pashup shan in this halacha is, we know there's chamesh chatois hamesais. There's five types of karban chatos where the halacha is you can't be makriv it. What you do with it is you have to let it die. You kill it. There's a process of how that works. There's chamesh chatois hamesis. One of them is if somebody was mafrish two animals for a karban chatos and he got kapara from one, doesn't need the other one anymore. So the other one gets a din of chatos shekipru bala, that's one of the five, and the halach is islamisa asa. So the Gemara says like this, in this case a person was mafrish two animals for a karban chatos. Turns out he can only be makru of one of them because one of them developed the mum. What do you do with the one that developed the mum? You paid it, psuli hamikdashim 101, and you eat it. It's not a big deal. The issue is this, if you're going to be makru of the tamimah before you eat the balas mum, so the balas mum, being that it's a chatos, because originally you were mafresh it as a chatos, is going to get a din of a chatos shekipru balea, where lemisa also you won't be able to eat it. So the Tanakam in this price says, you want to eat the one that has a mum, that's fine. That's a parish in the Torah. Atome v'ator yachtov, kitzvi v'ayil, that's psuli hamikdashim 101. But here, being that there's another chatos, it has a compadre, this animal. So you have to be sensitive to that, because if you're going to be makru that animal before I eat this, this animal is going to become a chatos shekipru balea, and as a result, I may not be able to eat it anymore. So you can only eat it before you do the zrika. But if once you do the zrika of the tmima, now the bailum gets kapara. So now it's chata shekipru valeh, yishmak. So now that loch is a misaz, I'm not allowed to eat it. That's the Tanakam. Those Reb Shimon Oimer, afilu basa b'kteira. Even if the basa is in the kteira, it's like it's stewing in the pot. V'nizrak tamashal tmima asura. I mean, according to the Tanakam, what matters is when you did the shechita. According to Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, what matters is not when you do the shechita, when you eat it. What do you see from Reb Elazar Reb Shimon? Reb Elazar Reb Shimon clearly holds that even after you shecht, here's the point, even after you shecht the psuli hamikdashim, it's in the pot. Until you eat it, it still has kedusha. We still relate it to the bal hachatos. We still look at it as a chatos, so that if you're going to be makrav the other one, this is now going to have a din of a chatos kipru balel, where it's going to have to go to misa. According to Tanakama, all we care about is when you shechted it. So as long as I shechted it before the zrika, I'm going to be fine. According to Blas Rav Shimon, what matters is not when you shecht it. What matters is when you eat it. Even after shechita retains kedusha. Oh, even after shechita it retains Kedusha. So if that's the case, after you shech this Psuli HaMikdash, now comes time to skin it. And you want to know, could I skin it by its feet? Not according to Blas Reb Shimon. According to the Tanakam, you see it loses its Kedusha, doesn't have a din of Chatash Kippur Balea once you shecht it. But according to Blas Reb Shimon, that it still has a din of a Chatash Kippur Balea in this convoluted case, until you actually eat it, so you see, even after Shechit, it maintains Kedusha, that's going to be the Makar to the Halacha of Eimar Gila. So again, Eimar Gila B'yontif, why? Tircha. Eimar Gila B'bchar, B'shamai, who's sensitive to subtle bizarre when it comes to B'char B'amol. Eimar Gila B'sulei HaMikdashim, Rabbi Loz B'Rab Shim. It says the Gemara of Rav Chizda, look, Makulik B'shamai. Once Rav Chizda was making Eimar Gila B'bchar, according to B'shamai, why didn't he make Eimar Gila B'psulei HaMikdashim also B'shamai? Meaning, B'shamai is sensitive to subtle bizarre when it comes to B'char B'amol. Shouldn't he feel that way for all B'sulei HaMikdashim? The Gemara is going to ask the question in the reverse as well. If Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon is sensitive to it by Psuli HaMikdashim, shouldn't he be sensitive to it by Bechor Ba'amum as well? Meaning, why is Bechor Be'shamai and Psuli HaMikdashim Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon? At the end of the day, it's two shittas, it's two mishnayas. One is a mishnah Bechorist, the other is a mishnah Tmura. But it's based on the same thing, that an animal, that's a carbon, that has a mum, and you shechted it, you still has Kedusha. B'Shamai says, neither can eat from it, a guy can eat from it, even a Yisrael can eat from it. According to Rav Loz Rav Shimon says, you look at it as a chatas shekipu balea, a much more complicated case, but they're both saying the same thing. So why is Eimar Gimel B'Pchor B'Shamai, it sounds like not Rav Loz Rav Shimon, and why is Eimar Gimel B'Psulei HaMikdash, Rav Loz Rav Shimon, and not B'Shamai? So the Gemara says it's very simple, because had we only had Shitas B'Shamai, you could have argued maybe B'Shamai only said as Halacha B'Pchor. Where it's Kodesh Meirechem, you don't need human intervention to give it its Kedusha, but as it relates to Psuli HaMikdashim, which is not Kodesh Meirechem, maybe B'Shamai never said as Halacha over there. Maybe he agrees after Shechita loses all its Kedusha. Says the Gemara the reverse, so let it all be Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon. The Gemara says, no, you can say another Sfar. Maybe Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon said as Halacha only by Psuli HaMikdashim. That what? Regular Psuli HaMikdashim, not Bechor. There the Halach is after it has a mum, it still has Kedusha. You know why? Because it can be poided. Being that you can be poided, that's a sign that it has a lot of Kedusha. But Bechor that you can't be poided, it's a sign that it doesn't have so much Kedusha. Maybe then you don't have to be sensitive to this type of bazaar. And this is based on two things in yesterday's daf. Number one, you can't be poided Bechor. Number two, the fact that you can't be paid to something is usually a sign of less Kedusha, not more Kedusha. So, says Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, Psuli HaMikdashim, that you can be paid to. You know what I see from there? That there's a lot of Kedusha. It's all in Kedusha. That's why you can be paid it, maybe. And that's why maybe I have to be more sensitive. But as it relates to B'char that you can't be paid to, maybe it's because it has less Kedusha. So the Gemara says, there's a makom to say B'Shamai only said as Halacha by B'char, not by Psuli HaMikdashim. Rav Elazar Rav Shimon only said as Halacha by Psuli HaMikdashim, not by B'char. Even though they're essentially saying the same thing, but at the same time, it's not muchach one would hold it the other. That's what Rav Chizda said, that Eimar Gilim B'Pchar is B'Shamai, Eimar B'Chilim B'Sulei HaMikdashim is going according to Rav Elazar B'Rav Shimon. But the Gemara says, Rav Elazar B'Rav Shimon says that when it comes to B'Sulei HaMikdashim, you can't skin it in the old-fashioned way. You have to be very sensitive to it. Frank the Gemara, Rav Elazar B'Rav Shimon, let's say, Kopsuli HaMikdashim, Karm Be'itlis, Vinishkalim Be'litra, our Mishnah. What was the first Mishnah in the parish? That Psuli HaMikdashim, you're allowed to sell it however you want to sell it, even if it involves degrading the kachim. Why? Because who's profiting from it? Hektish. So if Hektish is going to profit, we're willing to look away from a little bit of a bazaar. That's something that we're willing to do. So why does Rav Elazar Rav Shimon say the same thing? That let's skin the animal in the old-fashioned way, because the profit, the hide, that you're going to remove from this animal is going to belong to Hektish. So even if it involves a little bit of a bazillion, but being that Hektish is the beneficiary of it, isn't that a good enough reason you should be able to do it? Meaning, what do you see from the Mishnah? So why don't you say the same thing here? The Mitzvah says, if you skin the animal in the margilin way, so the hide is going to be worth money, but it's going to involve removing some of the basar of the animal. So really, from a profit and loss standpoint, you're not really profiting, because what you're making on the ur, you're losing on the basar, so there's no tachlis, net profit. As far as Hektish is concerned, it's for that reason the halacha of our Mishnah doesn't apply. Either way, going back to the original halacha, the Mishnah, which said that ein margilin bepchar, ein margilin bepsuli hamikdashim. The question is, why not? Chizda said, hamani b'shamayi, hamani b'blas Rav Shimini. The Gemara says, marovo in Eretz Yisrael. Meshmei Ravina Amri, they used to say over in the name of Ravina, b'bnei shenira ka'ovid avoyda b'kachim. The reason not allowed to do it is because being that removing the entire skin usually involved taking the skin, the hide, and using it for commercial usage, so it looks like you're doing avoyda with the kachim. Looks like it's in a commercial factory. That's not a good thing. You know, I'll do avoida with kachim. So you can't even do something that gives off the appearance, has the optics, as if you're doing avoida with kachim. If you're going to say that you're allowed to remove the entire skin, a person's going to say, you know what, I'm not going to skin the animal yet. I'm going to wait until I find a buyer. The guy comes and he tells me he wants the entire hide, and then I'm going to skin it. In the meantime, the animal's going to be lying around, which is also something that we always discourage, because when kachim lies around, you're at risk of being nene from the kachim, which was a very difficult thing not to do. And that's something that's very chomer. Even b'shoigig, you're a mayil, you have to bring a karban asham. So we just want you to just shech the animal, do what you're supposed to do with it. Even when it has a mum, there's an isra avoida, right? So the point is we don't want to give people a reason to leave the animal around. So what we said was, hey, Margili, anyways, can't skin it in that way. If you can't skin it, you're not going to wait for a buyer that's looking to buy something like that. And like this, you'll be able to avoid this issue, excel. So before we go weiter, and we start the next Mishnah, just wanted to go back to one ha'ara that we spoke about yesterday. So at the end of yesterday's daf, we mentioned, or we said we were going to mention the Chassam Sofer's Kasha, then we digressed, and we never spoke out the Chassam Sofer's Kasha. So I think it was pretty self-evident what the Chassam Sofer's Kasha was, but we didn't speak it out. So I think it's kedai to just go back and mention the Kasha, the Ein Beis Medrash B'lo Chiddush. So we spoke out the Gemara in Mesechtes Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. A fascinating story. There was a person who had a business in the Galil HaElyon, and he hired an employee from down south. He worked for him for 3 years. It's Erev Yom Kippur, and he tells his boss that, I'd like to go home to my family. Could you please pay me? He told me he has no money, and he felt terrible, but he said, okay, he has no money. So he goes back home. After Yontif, the boss shows up at his employee's door. He comes in and he has money for him and he gives him everything. And then he says, by the way, I'm just curious. When I told you I had no money, the machashadatani, and he went through and he told him, he said, I'll tell you the truth, I was Daniel the Kafskos. And the Gemara says that this poyel had this unbelievable midah of being able to be Danas Chaver the Kafskos. And it's in the context of a Gemara that tells many, many stories of what it means to be Danas Chaver the Kafskos. The Velt says that the Kotzke Rebbe said that, why did Hashem create a kruma cup? Now, what do you need a kruma cup for? Everything has to have a positive. He said, for the mitzvah to be done as chaver lekavskos. Sometimes you have to have a kruma cup. If you think a lot, then it doesn't really make sense. But the point is, so the poel in this story was done as chaver lekavskos. We mentioned that Chassam Sofer brings from the Ramami Pano, who added names to the story. He says the employer was none other than the great Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer HaGadol, Rebbe Eliezer ben Hurkanes. The employee was none other than the great Rebbe Akiva. And the Ramami panel said, this must have taken place before Rebbe Akiva started learning. And you see from here that even before Rebbe Akiva started learning, he had tremendous midos, which is really a mafurish gemara and ksubas taf samach beis on beis. The gemara says that the reason Rachel, Rebbe Akiva's wife, the daughter of Kalba Savua, liked Rebbe Akiva, what did she see in Rebbe Akiva that made her want to marry him? It's because he was Tsonua Umayli. It was the very refined midas that he had. And then the Ramami Pano said that if that's the case, when the Gemara says, "Ibsachem em tesam beis," Om Rabbi Akiva, "Kachiyisi amaretz, hayisi oimer." I used to say, "Miitinli amaretz, miitinli tamud chacham, vanashchenu kichamar." So Pasha, you learned, he had terrible midas before he started learning. Then he started learning, Rabbi Akiva did, and then everything changed. He says, but in light of all this, you see that no, he really had great midas, and still he had sinner for a tamud chacham. So he says, you see from here that you can have the most refined midos in the world, but if you don't have Yerushalayim, if you don't have Torah, miyitein li talmud chacham vanashchenu kichamar. But we preface that with a kasha that the Chassam Sofer asks from a Mishnah in Masechtes Erechin, Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph. What's the Mishnah? So yesterday we spoke about the halacha of Cherem Shel Kohanim, which is a form of Hekdesh. The Pasuk says it's Kodesh Kadoshim, no less. That if somebody says that I want to be Machrim, part of my Nechasim, I want to make it Hekdesh. What type of Hekdesh? I want to give it as a gift to a Kohen. It's not Bikurim, it's not Shrumas and Meisters, but I want to take possessions of mine, I want to give it to a Kohen. So you could do that. It's called Cherem Shel Kohanim. The halacha is until I give it to the Kohen, it's Kodesh Kadoshim. Once the Kohen gets it, then it becomes Chulin. The Mishnah says, Machrim Adam, if a person wants, he can make Cherem Mitzoynoi, Umifkaroi, Umeavodav, Umishivchoisav Aknanim, Umisteachuzai. Then Hechrim es Kulam, Enum Achram Div Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer says that if a person wants to be Machrim as Nechasim, he can be Machrim as Nechasim, but only some of his Nechasim. If he wants to be Machrim all of it, that he can do. He says, how do I know that? So the Gemara explains, Rabbi Eliezer Darshan the Pasuk. The Pasuk that talks about Cherem Kayanim says, Ach kol Cherem Asher Yachrim Ishla Hashem Mikol Asheloi Me Adam Umisteach Uzasai. It's only from, you can take some of your Adam. some of your human possessions, your avodim and shvaches. You can take from your fields, but you're not let it go ahead and give all of it away. If that's the case, if you go back to the nuances of that Gemara in Shabbos Kufchav Zayin Amad Beis, so Rabbi Eliezer, we now know, based on what the Ramami Pano was megala in his tshuva, is talking to Rabbi Akiva, and he tells him, "B'shasha amarti l'cha, when I told you that I have nothing, this is at the end of the story, what did you think?" Amarti, Rabbi Akiva said, "I assume Shem Hikdash kol nechas l'shamayim. Maybe you took all your nechasim, and you were makdish l'shamayim." Amaloi, Rabbi Eliezer told Rabbi Akiva, "You're right, ha'avoid the kachoya. That's exactly what I did. He darti kol nechasai. I took all my possessions and I made them hektish. Bishvil Horkinish bini, because of my son Horkinish. Shal Yosek Betayra." He says, "Then I came to my chaverim in the Dorim. I was matan eder, and that's why now I'm able to pay you." Rabbi Eliezer took all his nechasim and he made them hektish. Freik tchsam soifer. Right on that Gemara on Shabbos Kukav Zayin Amud Beis. How is Rabbi Eliezer allowed to take all his nechassim and be makdish them? Rabbi Eliezer l'shitasa, he holds in the Mishnah in the Sechtes Eruch and Daf Chav Ches Amad Aleph that if a person wants, he can be machrim mitzoynoi umipkaroi umeyavadav umishivchaysav umisteach uzasoi vavim hichrim es kulam eina mechromim. It's not even chal, it's not just not an iser, eina mechromim. And even though the Mishnah says it with regards to cherem shokayanim, it's pashit in svar, it's lav dafke cherem shokayanim, it relates to any type of hektish. So if that's the case, Rabbi Eliezer l'shitasa. Wait a minute, it doesn't say Rabbi Eliezer in the Gemara in Shabbos. Yeah, but the Ramami Panu said it was Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer l'shitasa, you hold that you're not allowed to be machrim all your nechassim. How could he have been madder and said that all my nechassim should be hektish because he didn't want that Horkin as his son should be neder from it? Rabbi Eliezer l'shitasa, how does it stem with the Gemara Masechtas Erech and Daf Chesam and Aleph Ayin Shal? But I'll tell you one other beautiful kasha, another place where the Chesam Sofer talks about a Rabbi Eliezer l'shitasa in a tshuva. This is an Erech Chaim. It's tshuva kuf chaf dalet. It was the Shoyl's kasha. It's a bomb kasha. Shoyl asked the following kasha. He said, "You know Rabbi Eliezer's shita. Rabbi Eliezer's shita is that just like Mila's doicha Shabbos, just like Karban Pesach is doicha Shabbos, it's not only Mila and Karban Pesach, but Machshirei Mila and Machshirei Karban Pesach are doicha Shabbos as well. Why?" Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's not just the actual mitzvah, but it's also the machshir mitzvah. This is Rabbi Eliezer shita of Perek Rabbi Eliezer de Mila Fein. Right? There's a Perek in Shas called Perek Rabbi Eliezer de Mila. It's a festa Perek. It begins with a shita's Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Eliezer shita in Perek Rabbi Eliezer Mila is that not only Mila is Deicha Shabbos, but machshir Mila is also Deicha Shabbos. And there's a very similar Mishnah in Masechtas Psachim, Daf Samach Vava Mibes, where Rabbi Eliezer over there says the same thing, that As it relates to Karban Pesach, there too, in Perek Elu Dvarim, it's not only Karban Pesach that's Leicha Shabbos, but Machshir Karban Pesach is Leicha Shabbos as well. There's a fascinating exchange in the Gemara in Masechtas Shabbos, in Perek Rabbi Eliezer de Milo, where the Gemara asks that it's mistaber that Rabbi Eliezer's halacha, the Machshir Mitzvah Leicha Shabbos, not only true for Pesach and Shabbos. We see it by Pesach, we see it by Shabbos, it should probably be true for all mitzvahs as well. Freak the Gemara Kash, if a person doesn't have tzitzis, and now with Shabbos, and he wants to walk outside with a beggar chaldal confess, but he needs tzitzis. It should be mutter l'chayra, according to Rabbi Eliezer, to make tzitzis. Now, making tzitzis involves a malach, being kosher. But what should be the problem? Or if somebody has a house that doesn't have a mezuzah in his house, could you clap a mezuzah on Shabbos? Chas v'shalom, how can you clap a mezuzah on Shabbos? But says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that even machshirei mitzvah doicha Shabbos, so even though making a mezuzah and putting tzitzis on your bag and involve a malacha, but l'chayra, right, kosher, that's the malacha. Writing the mezuzah. We don't mean clapping the mezuzah. I mean writing the mezuzah. So if that's, thank you, Moshe. If that's the case, then l'chayra, according to Rabbi Eliezer, should be okay, because it's machshirei mitzvah. Machshirei mitzvah, doicha Shabbos. Gemara says, that's true. Gemara says, it's not true. You know why? Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Yitzchak, Vitemer Rav Huda, Rav Yeshua. Ha'ilu b'yadei lahafkiran. The reason it doesn't work is because, being that if you want, you can very easily get out of your mitzvah tzitzis. How you get out of your mitzvah tzitzis? You mafka the beged. If it's not my beged, it's a talus sheula, right? So if it's not my beged, at that point, I'm not chayv in tzitzis anymore. So a mitzvah that I have to bring Karban Pesach. How do I get out of Karban Pesach? You have to bris milah. How do you get out of bris milah? You have to do the mitzvah. Now it's a question of being doicha Shabbos. Says Rabbi Eliezer, it's doicha Shabbos. Even the machshirim are doicha Shabbos. But a mitzvah that you can get out of, there's a hoyol. How do I get out of it? What's the hoyol? Hoyol ubiyadei lafkirin. I could be mafkir my beged. It's not mine anymore. Now it's a talus sheula. Apart from tzitzis, I could be mafkir my Pesach habayis. Not mine. Al mezuzah is pesecha. It's not my bias anymore. So there's a way out. If there's a way out, in that case, you don't have Rabbi Eliezer Shita. So the Shoyal asked the Chassam Sofer a Fatzaita Shekasha. His question was that Tosfos says, Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, that somebody that doesn't own property, a person who does not have any karka, who was potter from being in the Karban Pesach. So we know the Gemara says that someone who didn't have karka was potter from being Oyler Regel. Because it says that when you're Oyler Regel, Hashem's going to watch your property. It's mashma, only someone that has property that's included in the haftacha, the shmira, that all the yidden are going to be other regel. Who's going to watch the property? Hashem says, I'll take care of it. Only someone that's included in that has a chiv to be other regel. That's the Gemara. Tosfos says a different chiddush. He says it like mamish b'derech agav. It's a festa Tosfos. Kama kumas im nishtabru on this shita sa Tosfos. But Tosfos im psachim, daf gimel amud beis, ki yadua says that just like someone who didn't have karka was potter from being other regel, so too someone that doesn't have karka is potter from bringing the Karban Pesach. So Shoyal asked the Kasha. Rabbi Eliezer holds, it's a Mefurash Mishnah. Psachim Samach Vav Amibes. That Machshirei Pesach is Doicha Shabbos. Why is Machshirei Pesach Doicha Shabbos? Why don't you say that if the person's mafker, his property, he's going to have no karka? If he has no karka, loy toisvus and psachim daf gimel amud beis, he's going to be potter from the Karban Pesach. So say hayu b'yadei lafkira, just like the Gemara said in Masechta Shabbos daf kuf lamed aleph amud beis, that you can't make tzitzis on Shabbos, you can't write a mitzvah on Shabbos. What do you mean? It's machshirei mitzvahs. Why don't you say it's toicha Shabbos? Zok the Gemara, Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Yitzchak, Yitemir Rav Huna, Brei Rav Yeshua, hayu b'yadei lafkira. I can be mafker my bed, and I'll be potter from tzitzis. So say the same thing. I can be mafker my karka, I'll be potter from Karban Pesach. Zok the Chassam Sofer. It doesn't work. You know why? To be mafka, you beggar. Who said you can't be mafka, you beggar? I have a beggar, Jaldal Kampfis. Okay, you have a whole closet of clothing. This beggar is chayven tzitzis. I'll be mafka, that beggar. No one says you can't be mafka, that beggar. But in order to be potter from Karban Pesach, you have to be mafka all your karka. Because if you have one parcel of land, now you're going to be chayv. It's misha ain't like karka. Rabbi Eliezer Shitas, you're not allowed to be mafka all your karka. Where does Rabbi Eliezer say that? Zoktach Sam Soifer, he says it in Erich and Davchav Ches Amid Aleph. He says, machrin. Talking about cherim, it's not talking about hefker. But machriv adam mitzoynoi, umi bekarei, umi avod, umi shevchayzav kan, umi steach. It's me. It's the with the mem hayadia. It's the mem. That's the punchline. Mi steach uzasai. You can take some of your field and be machrim it. Not all of your field. Why are you not allowed to give everything away? And like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, if this is true when it comes to hefkish kal v'chaymer hefker kal v'chaymer to give it away the matana, that's something that you're not allowed to do. So zoktich sam soifer, we're handling Rabbi Eliezer. This is Rabbi Eliezer, the Mila Rabbi Eliezer, Psachim Daf Samach. It's all Rabbi Eliezer. All Rabbi Eliezer l'shitas. You're not allowed to give it all away. If you can't give it all away, that was what the Chassam Sofer told us. Shoyal, gorgeous kasha with a beautiful teretz v'ru'uyin advarim l'misha amram. On that note, another amir of Gemara with some more raid to get to. Zok the Mishnah bechar shalach seidam. There was a bechar that had too much blood. So once upon a time, there was a concept where medically people felt that if you removed some blood from a person or from an animal, what's known as bloodletting, it would be considered a refuah. So we're dealing over here with an animal, that's a bechar, that's ochsei dam, it has too much dam in the eyes of the veterinarians. And what they feel we need to do is, we need to remove some blood from this bechar. So the question is, are you allowed to remove dam from a bechar, or are you not allowed to remove dam from a bechar? Says the Mishnah, afilu meis, even if the doctors say that it's going to die, im makizim lo dam, David Rabbi Yehuda says you never let her remove the dam. Now the truth is like this, and this is very important. Sometimes removing dam involved making a mum. Sometimes it didn't involve making a mum. Now, if it involves making a mum, that's a whole different shiloh. Because it says in the Torah that you're not allowed to be matal mum bekotch. That's an issa d'oraisa, as we'll see on the bottom of the yomid. But you can be matal mum, or you can remove dam without being matal mum. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is, ein makizim lo dam, period. It doesn't matter if you are being matal mum, or if you're not being matal mum, the halach is you're never allowed to be makiz dam. The chachamim oimrim, the chachamim say no. I disagree with you, Rabbi Yehuda. Yakiz, you could be makiz dam. You can remove blood from this animal. Uvachli asbe mum. You just have to be careful. Make sure there's no mum. Vim asbe mum. Let's say you by mistake made a mum. I raise a loy shachit all of them. You shouldn't eat it. At the very least, don't benefit from it. You're dealing with a bechar tam. Now that it has a mum, you could eat it. B'sharecha. So if you were the one that was matal the mum, even though you did it by mistake, it doesn't matter. Don't eat. Reb Shimon Aimer, Reb Shimon's a third shita. He says, Yakis, afa pishu oisamu. So you have three shitas. You have a bechar that we need to be Makiznam. The question is, it involves a shtekalamot. According to Rabbi Yehuda, don't do it. Let it die. You don't touch it. What do you mean? I could do it in a way where it's not going to make a mum. Doesn't matter. I'm worried. Gzeira. Rashi says, adam bol al mamoyna. You find this halacha lot. You know, you're dealing with money, hefsid. By mistake, you're going to make the mum in the wrong place. And you're going to, it's not a good idea. So don't touch this animal. You have to let it die. Rabbi Huda says, or the Chachamim say, no, be makiznam, just be careful. Don't make a mum. And finally, Rabbi Shimon says, you can be makiznam, you can even make a mum. Zokti Gemara Tanu Rabbanan, a braisa that's going to really expand on these cheetahs. B'char shalach zaydam, a b'char that had too much blood. Makizan leis adam, a mokash enayis by mum. You could be makiznam in a place where you're not making a mum. Ve'im makizan leis adam, ben mokam shalaisim by mum. Divi Rameyers. Rameyers says, you can be makiznam, just don't make a mum. Rameyer in the braisa is the Chachamim in the Mishnah. The Chachamim, I mean, the Chachamim say, af ben mokam shalaisim by mum. You could even do it in a place where it's Isa by mum, which was Reb Shimon's sheet in the Mishnah. Ubevachle yishakat alaysa mum. Just the halach, however, is don't shecht on that mum. Reb Shimon Omer, you have Reb Shimon in the Braisa as well, who says the same thing he said in the Mishnah, which is you could even make a mum. He just adds af nishkat alaysa mum. That after you make the mum, if you want to shecht it, you want to benefit from it, that's also going to be okay. Reb Yehuda Omer, Reb Yehuda says afilu meis imakiz alaysa dam. That no, Reb Yehuda l'shitase, like he said in the Mishnah, that even if it's going to die, the halach is that you're never allowed to be makiz dam. Zok tigmar masad Reb Elazar lebrei. Reb Elazar was learning with his son. Some say it was Reb Chiya that was learning with his son. And he said over, this machlekes that you have over here, this three-way machlekes, it's four shitas, but it's really a three-way machlekes, the same three shitas that we had in the Mishnah, this Bechar that you need to be makizdam. So one shita, let's work with the shitas in the Bryce, because that's what the Gemara is going to work with. The first shita is Reb Meir, who said that you could be makizdam, just don't make a mum. The second shita was the Chachamim that said you could be makizdam and you could even make a mum. The third shita was that you can go ahead, l'katchilo, you could do whatever you want. Says the Gemara that these same three shitas that we had in the Braisa are the shitas, or you find in a Mishnah as well. The Tanan, this is a Mishnah in Mesechtes Truma. It's Chavish al Truma, Shnei Lebe Safik Tuma. There was a Chavish al Truma. Now there's a Safik whether it became Tomei or not. Now, Truma, that's Tahar. A kohen's allowed to eat. Truma that's tame, a kohen is not allowed to eat. So what did a kohen do if he had truma that was tame? So there were other things that you can use it for. So for example, they would, if it was oil, and this, let's just use this example, they would take it and they would sprinkle it around the room so it would give off a good aroma. It would give off a good smell. If you have truma that's tar, you're not allowed to do that. You have to eat it. You can't just let it go to waste. So truma is very tricky because there's certain things that you're allowed to do with truma tahira, but there are also certain things you can't do with Truma Tahira, and vice versa when it's Truma Tameh. So if you have a Truma now that's a Safik, if it's Tar, Safik, it's Tameh, you're going to have a problem. You really can't do anything, because you can't treat it like Truma Tahira, because maybe it's Tameh. You can't treat it like Truma Tameh, because maybe it's Tahar. So this is the predicament that the Oilam here was in. They had this Chavishal Truma, Shenoilet Basafik Toma, and you're not really sure how to treat it. Rebeleza says, if this was in a Makam HaTorfa, meaning if it was in an exposed area, a place where there's a chance that it's going to become Tameh, you have to move it to a place where you know it's protected. Make sure it doesn't become Tameh. It's a Chiddush. It's already Suffolk that maybe it's Tameh. Doesn't matter. But so maybe it's Tahar. So he says, put it in a safe place. If it was exposed, Shua says, no, just the opposite. If you ask me, I think just the opposite. If right now it's in a place where it's not, for sure not going to become Tameh, expose it. You know why? Because if it's going to remain in a state of Safik, you'll never be able to do anything with it. So I would recommend, says Rabbi Yeshua, that what you should do is expose it, let it become Vadai Tameh. Oh, once it becomes Vadai Tameh, then you'll be able to choose. At least you'll have what to do with it. If you leave it the way it is, what are you going to do with it? And then finally, Rabbi Gamliel, Emilei Chadish Bedav. Rabbi Gamliel says you shouldn't do anything with it. So we have three shitas, what to do with this Chavish Al Truma, Shinoil Basafik Tum. Now at first glance, it says absolutely, positively, zero to do with our sugya. Right, we're having a sugya, we have a bechar, that you have to be makiznam. And the question is, what are you supposed to do? So Reb Meir says, be makiznam, just don't make a mum. The Chachamim say, be makiznam and make a mum. Rabbi Yehuda says, don't be makiznam. Three shitas, right? There's the two extreme shitas, and then there's the sheet in the in-between shita. Here too, you have a chavish al truma, shenoil b'safik, you're not sure what to do with it. So you have Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says you have to protect it. Make believe this was really tar. Don't let it become tameh. If it was in an exposed area, cover. Rabbi Shua says no, be metamet. And Rabbi Gamliel says no, don't touch it. Don't do anything. Zakti Gemara, amazingly, let's assume Rameyer Krabbe Eliezer. Rameyer holds like Krabbe Eliezer. Meaning, Rameyer says that you have to be careful when it comes to the Bechar not to give it a mum. He holds like Krabbe Eliezer, who said you have to be careful here too. Don't let it become tame. Cover it. For Rabbanon, Krabbe Yeshua. The Rabbanon, the Chachamim in the Braisa, who said you could even make a mum. That's like Krabbe Yeshua, who says you could even be metamet. For Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says don't do anything. Don't be makizdam, even if it's not going to make a mum. Rabbi Gamaliel, who said the same thing. Don't touch it. But the Gemara says, me, my, mechatesi, dilma, perhaps. And the Gemara is going to take us on a little bit of a roller coaster here. At kind of come a mayor, hasa, maybe when the mayor say his aloha, that what? That you could be makizdam, but you have to be careful not to give it a mum. That's because the kava be a dying. In that case, fundamentally, whatever you're going to do, you're doing be a dying. Right? You're going to bloodlet. We're worried that maybe you're going to be make a mum. So if you're worried, maybe you're going to make a mum. If you make a mum, you did it biyadaya. You did it with a maisa. So the mayor says, no way, you can't do something with a maisa. Aval hocha de grama. But over here, no one's saying be metamit. Rabbi Shua didn't say be metamit. What did Rabbi Shua say? Expose it. You're doing it begrudge. You're going to cause it to become tamit. But you're not actually doing it. Maybe Rabbi Shua's feeling. Maybe he holds like Rabbi Shua. Bad kalam kam Rabbi Eliezer hasam. You have to have the right gersus here. And maybe when did Rabbi Eliezer say his aloha? That what? That you have to protect the Suffolk Truma, or the Truma that's Suffolk Tomei, that's over there. That's because, although it's Suffolk Tomei, it's also Suffolk Tar. So maybe it's Tar. Maybe Leon Navi would be Megalitas right now that it's Tar. That's why he says, watch it. But over here with this Vadayan issue, not a Suffolk that there's an issue, there's a Vadayan issue. This animal is dying. So maybe he lets you intervene. Meaning that they're fundamentally different. Number one, the case of Hakazas Nam involves a Maisa. Mitzad Sheni, Mi'idach Kisa, the case of the Suffolk, there, it's only a Suffolk. Over here, the animals of Adai dying. So you can say Rabbi Eliezer would maybe not hold like Ramei, Ramei would maybe not hold like Rabbi Eliezer. And the Gemara continues, Vadkan, come Rabbanon Hacha. Maybe the Rabbanon by us who say, you can even make a mum, that's only the Shavuot Gemayas, because the animals die. Aval Hasam, Shem Yavad Yavad, tyrannic Rabbi Eliezer, really. Who said the Rabbanon would hold like Rabbi Yeshua in the case of Chavishal Truma? Because being that over there, it's only a Suffolk that it's Tameh. It's only a Suffolk, it's something, maybe they don't let you be metamer. Vatkan, come Rabbi Yehuda Hacha. What was Rabbi Yehuda Shita? Rabbi Yehuda said, don't do anything. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda said, don't do anything by the Bechar, the Ka'avid, be a dime. Again, because you're doing a Maisa. I will Hassan the Gramma there, it's only a Gramma, Rabbi Shuas, really. Vatkan, come Rabbi Gamliel Hassan, Rabbi Gamil, who said, don't do anything when it comes to the Chavis, Chaltrumo, Shanel, by Suffolk Talmud. There he says, don't do anything, the Shem Yavi 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 Yatirano. I will Hacha, the Chavik Le Mayas, Krabbanis, really. Meaning, what the Gemara is saying is that there's something very unique about the case of Akazas Dam as it relates to this nitty gritty Lumbus, and there's something unique to the case of the Chavis. What's unique to the case of the Hakaz Aslam is what you're doing via diet. So there the Tanoim maybe had opinions about, oh, if I do something via diet, even though the animal's dying, etc., etc., maybe over there there's going to be an issue. What was unique about the case of the Chavis Shal Truma, Shinoilaba Safik Tameh, is that it's only a Safik. And that's what permeates maybe the Shittas. So where it says, even though from a 20,000 foot level, you can somehow say that Rameyas, Rabbi Eliezer, and the Chachamim, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Gamliel, but really when you dig into it, they're different. And the Gemara focuses on one very unique difference. In the case of B'char Shalach Seidam, Maisa, 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 and in the case of Chavit Shal Chumash Shalai B'Safik Toma, it's only a Safik. And maybe, being that it's only a Safik, right, in the case of the B'char, it's a Vaday. We're discussing where the animal's going to die. So each one has its own unique characteristics. Maybe that's what permeates the respective shittas. Either way, but the Gemara says that's one way to be mechalik between the two sugyas. Gemara says, besides, there's nothing to do with svara. Rab Meir Chum Rab Yehuda shita has nothing to do with svara. And Rab Eliezer Rab Shimon Gamliel svara has nothing to do with svara. It's all based on psukim. Everybody agrees that if somebody didn't act with a carbon mincha was not allowed to be chametz. So if somebody didn't act with a besides for the Shtei Alechem. But if somebody didn't act with a carbon, and the Lachmi Toida, some of them, 10 of them. So if somebody didn't act with a carbon mincha that caused it to become chametz, and then someone did a second. So for example, someone caused the dough to rise and somebody baked it. They're both going to be chayiv. Why? The chsiv loy seyaf chametz, and then it says v'loy seyaf chametz. So loy seyaf v'loy seyaf, it's a reboot to tell me mechametz, acha mechametz is chayiv. B'mesaris, acha mesaris is chayiv. Additionally, everybody agrees if somebody castrates an animal, so he mutilates it in a way where it now can't procreate. So the halacha is, if two people do an act of serious to an animal, they're both going to be chayiv. Dechsev umauch v'kasus v'nasuk v'karus. Now, imalak kairis chayiv. Kairis is if somebody detaches the testicles of the animal, but it remains inside the sac. It remains inside the scrotum. The halacha is yichayev because you were matal mum. And then it says if you're noisek, if you remove it from the scrotum, the halacha is you're also going to be chayev. Afraid to gemara, if you chayev for being kaires, just detaching it, then certainly you chayev for removing it. Ella must be lahavi noisek achachayres you chayev. What the pasuk is saying is if one person was Kairis, then the next person was noisik, they're both going to be chayefs again. If someone is misaris acha misaris, they're both bebal mum. The only time they argued is if someone was matal mum in a bal mum. Who argued? Remei and the Rabbanim. What was the basis of the machloikis? Again, you have an animal that has a mum, and now somebody was matal mum in that animal. Remei, so Remei holds kol mum layirboy. It says in the Torah, kol mum layirboy. You're not allowed to give an animal a mum. And what does that mean? You can't give an animal a mum, even if it already has a mum. Rabbanim savri, the Rabbanim hold. Tamim yeh l'ratzlein. No, when can you be matal mum if the animal was a tamim? So if the animal's a tamim, now you're matal mum, that's when it's a problem. But if the animal has a mum already, then there's no problem with being matal mum. Says the Gemara, Remei, hai tamim yeh l'ratzlein mayavidle. Remeir, who darshins that you can't be matal mum even for an animal that has a mum already, what does he do with tamim yelaratzlein? If an animal was born with a mum, it had a mum before you were makdish it, then there's no issa to be matal mum. If someone's makdish an animal that already has a mum, it's never chal hektish. It's like being makdish a tree. It's never chal, from a kachim izbech standpoint, that's nothing. But not kachim izbech. So the point is that it's a dekel. It was never chal hektish. If it's never chal hektish, obviously it's not issa balmum. Elam utay psuli amikdashim lachet pidyoinim. What it means is if someone had an animal that was hektish, then it got a mum. Then you applied it. The question is, can I be matal mum now? So you tell me it has a mum already. You already applied it. It's chulin. No, not so fast. So kadai tachamin hoyel vasri begitz vavoyde b'mum nami litzri. Being that there's an issa begitz vavoyde b'psuli amikdashim, so maybe you can't be matal mum either. Kamash malon. Rabbanan nami oksiv kol mum layirboy. What did the Rabbanan do with kol mum layirboy? Again, Rameir darshan kol mum layirboy. You can't be matal mum. The kachim that already has a mum. The Rabbanan said, tamim yelaratza. You only can't be matal mum if it's a tamim. What does the Rabbanan, what does Rameir do with tamim yelaratza? That we just explained. What did the Rabbanan do with kol mum layirboy? Zakta gemara, the grama who da'asi. It's coming to teach me the halacha of grama when it comes to being matal mum. The tiny learned in the price of mum layirboy. Ain't the elish layirboy my mum. That it said in the Torah mum layirboy, I would think you're not allowed to be matal mum. Minayin shlo yavi develo. However, do you know that you're not allowed to take a develo, ubatze. The Yanichena al Oizen, take something that a dog you know is going to want to eat and put it on the ear of an animal, so that the dog's going to come eat it. Now, when the dog eats it, it's going to bite into the ear of the animal and it's going to make a mum. How do you know you're not allowed to even do that? Talmud loy ma kol mum. Echad mum, the echad kol mum. Bottom line is, says the Gemara, the machlekes in our Mishnah of whether or not parsha achsoy dam, ein makizin or makizin, what's it tell you? Rameir says, "Ei makizin, I'm afraid you're going to be matal mum." Rameir's shita is that there's an iser to be matal mum even for an animal that has a mum. This animal has a mum already. Why? Because really, the Mishnah started with a bechor she'achsoydam. Being that it was achsoydam already has a mum. So Rameir, who's machmir in our Mishnah, is machmir because he holds that you're not allowed to be matal mum in an animal that already has a mum. As opposed to the chachamim who argue in our Mishnah, they're not worried. Right, Reb Shimon says you can even do a lekatchila, and even the Chachamim says just don't give it a. He's much less worried than Rameir. You know why he's less worried than Rameir? Because he also has no issa to be matal mum in an animal that already has a mum. Now Tosfos discusses that if this bechor who was achsay dam already had a mum, so once it has a mum, it's already chulin. So now you can do whatever you want with it. So what's the issue? So I ain't Tosfos. Tosfos says you have to say it was a mum oiver. It wasn't a real mum. Problem is if it's a mum oiver, then why should the Chachamim hold it's not usa to be matul a mum kavua in a mum oiver? So that already lends itself to a lot of raid, but that's not the raid that we're going to speak about. I think it's kedai to just speak out one ha'ara, festa ha'ara, with regards to the last Gemara that we learned. So what was the last Gemara? The Gemara says, there are Meir Darshins kol mum la yibay, le rabbis, that it's usa to be matul mum in an animal that already has a mum. Chamim argue, and they say it says, tamim yelaratzoin. Only if the animal's a tamim is there an issa to be matal mum. But if the animal has a mum already, there is no issa to be matal mum. Says the Gemara, the Rabbanon, what are they darshan with kol mum layirboy? So the Gemara, I'll tell you what, the rabbi's grama. Had it just said mum layirboy, I would think, you're not allowed to be matal mum. But that's if I actually take a knife and I do something to the animal. But what if I only did something that caused the animal to get emotional? For example, I took a piece of cake, I put it on the ear of the animal, a dog saw it, got excited, and it took a bite out of the cake and the ear of the animal. So I was a goyim, that's what we know as grama. There you would think that maybe your potter, komum is l'rabbis, that even a grama is going to be chayim. Now this halacha of grama is something that comes up throughout Shas. Most prominently, in Bava Kama, in the sugyas of Nezikin, the Gemara says right in the beginning of Perek HaKoynes, that Grama b'Nezakin is Potter Medina Yadam, v'chai Medina Shemaim. So if somebody's mazik somebody else, and he's mazik him in an indirect way, you're Potter Medina Yadam, but at the same time, you're going to be chai Medina Shemaim. The Gemara says in Bava Basra, Daf Chav Gimel Amin Aleph, we know that when someone's mazik somebody, in addition to the Chesh Mishpat component, there's also an Isser mazik. There's also something called an Isser Mazik. The Gemara says in Bava Basra, Chav Gimel, that if someone is Mazik somebody begroma, he's over the Isser Mazik. But really, depending on the sugya, sometimes we're Mar begroma, and sometimes we're Mamay begroma. And what really emerges from this Gemara is that Kol Mum LaYibay, according to the Chachamim, is L'Rabbis a grama. Another thing you always have to speak out whenever you talk about grama is Remeya Shita. Remeya we know is Da in Dina de Garmi, Bava Kama, Daf Kuf, and in other places. What does it mean Remeya is Da in Dina de Garmi? Meaning grama bin azakin is pater, but garmi is chayv. The shayrish of the two words is the same, grama and garmi. It's because they're very, very similar. They're both instances where you were mazik, but not directly in there. So what's the difference? Remei holds grama bin azakin is pater, but he's done din at the garmi. There's a shita's Rashi in the beginning of Perek HaKoynes, who holds not that way. He holds grama and garmi are the same thing. But all the Rishonim argue with Rashi that grama and garmi are not the same thing. So what's the difference? The difference is how indirect it is. When we learned Bava Kama, we used to have a hashtag, directly indirect. So garmi is where it's a little bit more direct. It's indirect, but it's more direct. So we literally have to sit and be moided. How indirect was it? In fact, I think the Ramban, it is Quintus de Garmi, says that we don't even have the ability to do this on our own. Because it's so fine. So whatever Chazal told us is Grum is going to be Grum. And whatever Chazal told us is going to be Garmi is going to be Garmi. Because there's levels of indirect. If it's so indirect, it's Grum. If it's not as indirect, then it's going to be. But this is the halacha of Grum. Mechas Chinuch says that if that's the case, that halacha l'maisa, you're not allowed to be matabum b'kotchim, I feel a b'grama. So he says, I think if somebody has a cheresh oit of a katan, and he tells him, I want you to go ahead and be matabum in this animal, it could be he's going to be over the isra of kol mum l'yirboi, the geshmak achidish. He says, why? Because even though when the cheresh oit of a katan does what you ask them to do, they're not acting as a shliach, there's no shlichas for a cheresh oit of a katan, but they're doing what you told them to do. As a result, from your perspective, forget about from their perspective, from your perspective, you caused the mum to come about this hektish. Because you told the cheresh to jump, he jumped, he did what you asked him to do, and now the next thing you know is you have a bachar that has a mum. As a result, you're a grama of being matamum b'kachim, kamum layir. But he says, you're not allowed to be matamum b'kachim, I feel a begram. As I talk to Michas Chinuch. But he says, pasha to me, let's say you would tell a gadol to do the same thing, a bardas, even an Eina Yehudi, it's pasha over there, you're going to be pater. Because even though the person was listening to you, said technically from a certain standpoint, you could argue, you're a grama. You asked Eina Yehudi, do me a favor, would you please just poke a hole in this animal? And the next thing you know, it has a mum. So am I a grama? Says Michas Chinuch, no. Because being that he's a bardas, what he does is deemed to be doing on his own volition, and as a result, there's no shlichas, and it's not nesiachis to me, I'm not even going to be considered a grama. Azoy Zakhtu Michas Chinuch, in mitzvah Reish Pei Zayin, it's in Ois Yod, he says it for a dover poshet, but I'm going to tell you a beautiful maramakim, and that is Rav Hirsch Pesach Frank, in a tshuva, in Har Tzvi, this is fast, it's an Eir Chaim Chelik Aleph, it's Simen Kuf Memches. He discusses the halachas of grama, and he clears a beautiful shayla. You find grama throughout Shas. We just learned the Gemara right now. It says, kol mum, you're not allowed to be matalim. In kachim, kol is the rabbis, even a grama. Is there grama b'mitzvahs? Or is there no grama b'mitzvahs? What if I do a mitzvah, but I do it, but oifin grama? It wasn't a direct maisa mitzvah. It was an indirect maisa mitzvah. Do you have the halacha of grama, garmi, when it comes to mitzvahs? Whenever you find grama, you always find it in the context of a loisaseh, of an iser. What about grama b'mitzvahs? That's Reb Tzvi Pesach's shayva. Do you have grama b'mitzvahs? Reminds me of the Mishnah Melech shayva. You have chatzishiv b'mitzvahs, right? Do you have grama b'mitzvahs? You always find grama in the context of laughing, of Isurim. What about when it comes to a mitzvah? Is there grama b'mitzvahs or is there no grama b'mitzvahs? Says Reb Tzvi Pesach. I'm going to show you a few. I have a beautiful marama. The Mechaber, Yerudeya, Simin Kuf Chof, Sivkot and Tezvah. He's discussing the halachas of Tfilas Kelim. So you have a new keli, you buy it from a non-Jew, you have to toivel the keli. Says the Shulchan Aruch, in hitpul kelim ayudei oivdei kechavim, also lem tefillah. If you're toivel the keli ayudei oivdei kechavim, also lem tefillah. Says the Taz, the makar to this mechaber, that a goy can do a tefillah's kelim, it's considered a tefillah, is a tshuva's arashba. And he says, if you take a look at the Rajman, the Tshuva, he doesn't just say that it works by the Evid. He says you're allowed to do it like a Chilum. Meaning, the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is, in hit Bil Kalim, I day, I day, also, if it just, boom, just so happened to happen, it says the Taz, look up the Rajba, and the Rajba says you can even do it like a Chilum. Gevaldik. Freak the Taz. I will Tmili. It bothers me. Heich Yivarech al Mashayat Bil Oiv Kechavim. I don't understand how the Rajba said you could do like a tchil. Anyone that's ever gone for his wife, the Tevil Caleb, knows you make a bracha. Shekin yishonu b'mitzvayis v'tzivonu, al tfilas Caleb, I think. Right, so you make a bracha, al tfilas Caleb. So if that's the case, if a guy is going to do it, I obviously can't make a bracha. So break the Taz, how could the Rajba say in the tshuva that like a tchil, you can have a guy do the tfilas Caleb for you? What about the bracha? Heich yivarech amashi yad v'loiv kechavim. Says Rav Tzvi Pesach, I'm going to tell you a gevaldig chiddush to be miyashiv this Rajba. I think the Rajba held that if you tell a goy to tevel kelim for you, you could make a bracha. What do you mean? How could I make a bracha if a goy is teveling the kelim? He says, because why is the goy doing it? He's doing it because you asked him to do it. That means you're a grama. You caused the tefillas kelim to happen. Just like there's a concept of grama when it comes to Yisurim. Even grama ben ezokin, which is the Avi Avos example of where you pot. Everyone knows gramas, or gramas are pot. Yeah, but not everybody knows the Gemara of Avasu Daf Chaf Gimel that says if you're mazik someone begrama, you're over the Isser. So you find there's something called grama. You could do an Avera begrama. So why can't I do a mitzvah begrama? So I told the guy to do it for me. So if I told the guy to do it for me, it's as if I did it. It's as if I did it. Then l'chayru, why shouldn't I be able to make a bracha? I think the Rajba held you can make a bracha. That's what the Rajba said, do it like a tchila. It's not a big deal. It says what Tzvi Pesach, the emes is, I think the Taz really knew this. I think the Taz knew that. He says, you know why? Because if the Taz held that you can't be mekayim a mitzvah al yedei grama, then why did he ask Akash on the Rajba, how could you have a guy do it like a tchila? You're missing the bracha. You're missing the bracha. You're missing the mitzvah. If a guy does it, I'm not being mekayim a mitzvah. There's no shlichas for a guy. And then where's the mitzvah? So ask a better kasha, right? You're asking good, ask better. Yes, ask a better kasha. You're worried about the bracha. What about the mitzvah itself? You be mevatel the mitzvah. The teretz is says Rav Hirsch Pesach. The Taz knew you be mekayim a mitzvah because the Taz knew this yosoid that you could be mekayim a mitzvah al yedei grama. And by you telling the guy to do it for you, but derech grama you be mekayim the mitzvah. He had a different kasha. His kasha was how could you make a bracha? Because he held that I can't make a bracha unless I do a maisa. You do a maisa, I make a bracha, that doesn't work. And he shall sue the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch that says a mahar b'divrei Torah doesn't make brachas Torah because he needed to do a maisa. And if you're only mahar b'divrei Torah, it's not considered a maisa. He shall sue the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch that you don't make a bracha on the mitzvah of tashbisu, on bitul chametz, being that it's belay, you need to do a maisa. So the Taz was coming from a halach in hilchas brachas. But he says if the Taz disagreed with my yisoid, which is that you can't be mekayim mitzvah yidei grama. You should have asked a much better kasha. Another beautiful maramachim that our Tzvi Pesach brings is a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is in Simin Reish Samach Gimel in Hilchos Shabbos. He discusses a woman that didn't light candles, and it's a Reish Shkia. It's not Tzisak Yechavim, it's Shkia. And she didn't light candles. So what should she do? Says the Magen Avraham, there's an Eitzah. Tell a goy to light candles for you. So don't try this at home. You have the goy to light candles. So you tell the goy to light candles, v'hi tivarech. And she should make the bracha. Magen Avraham brings it, if you want to look it up, if you don't believe it. It's in Erechaim Simen Reish Samach Gimel. It's in Sifkot and Yud Aleph. He brings it b'shem the Maram. Freak to Magen Avraham. The Maram said, it's Shkia. You forgot to light candles. So you're going to have the goy to light candles for you. And you're going to make Amir Lakum 101. How could you, Marashach, if I can't light, how could I tell a goy to light for me? That's the Magen Avraham's kash. Freak Rip Kiveger. The Magen Avraham was worried about Amir La'akum. Maybe we can give the chanetza with Amir La'akum. He says, I have a much better kasha. He tevarech? How should we get a bracha? He says, she didn't light candles. The guy lit candles. So you're going to tell me, shlichos. She's a guy. It ain't shlichos la'akum. So freak Reb Kiveger, what happened to shlichos? Reb Kiveger's kasha right here in our Gaon Shulchan Aruch. Zok Reb Hirsch Pesach. You know what the Maram held? You know what the man, even the Magen Avraham held that the bracha is not a problem because of Grom at the end of the day when she tells the guy to go ahead and light candles, if she herself lit the candles. So she herself lit the candles, it's for that reason it's not going to be an issue. Either way, there's a lot more to talk about. But says Rav Hirsch Pesach that I think that there's a concept of Groma even when it comes to mitzvahs. Lamaisi says he's not 100% sure, it's Sarachi and Gadol, but this is just some of the reasons, a lot more. We can come back to this tshuva more than once. Because there's so many beautiful rayas that Rav Hirsch Pesach brings. But I'll go upon him. Mechas Chinuch, it's mavur, not like all this ray. It's a pellet. Mechas Chinuch says clearly in Reish Samach Zayin that if somebody would tell a Cheresh Shaita Bekach to be Matamon Bekach and be over the Isra of today's daf. But if you would tell a Gadol, he says that as a Milsa de Pshita, it's Pasha not. Why not? Because the guy is acting at Aita de Nafshe. Rav Hirsch Pesach assumed that he learned it up in a Taz and in a Tshuva Zarajba and in a Magam and in a Magad Avram. He's answering up Kedavis Kashas. But it's all based on this. You say that if you tell a guy to do something for you, it is considered a groma. Really, if you think about it, it's a fascinating idea that ordinarily when you think of, I tell a guy to do something, you always think in the terms of shlichus. There's no shlichus. Oh, it says no shlichus to me. There's another thing you have to take into consideration, and that is not shlichus, groma. At the end of the day, if he did it because of me, so I caused it. It's a beautiful, posh, it's simple, fascinating svar. I'm the one who caused this into me. You're right, he did it at Aita de Nafshe. But Rav Hirsch Pesach would tell you that's a svar in shlichus. Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, that's a shlichus de gesvar. At the end of the day, he did it because of me. What are you going to tell me? He didn't do it because of me. He did it because of me. I asked him to do it. He listened to me. If that's the case, I'm a grummer. If I'm a grummer, just because he's a bar das and he does it at the chesedek, obviously he saw it differently. Regardless, the concept of a guy's act being nesiyah reminds me of the Machaneh Ephraim, who says a chiddush that if someone has a poil, that's an ein Yehudi. So even though in shlichus levi kechavim, but yad poil ki yad bailim, even for an levi kechavim, this is another hechatimtzah where the act of the levi kechavim can be nesiyaches to the yid, how so? Not midin shlichos, not even midin poyol or midin yad, but rather because of the lumdus of grama.